adding lawyers to the subprime mix.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Get set for legal challenges to the White House plan for fixing the mortgage crisis. The president wants to freeze rates on more than a million adjustable loans. But the New York Times reports there are rumblings of rebellion among institutions that invested in those mortgages. For the moment, though, the stock market cheered the subprime rescue plan. Part of the enthusiasm seems to be tied to the bet that the Fed will cut interest rates next week. The Dow jumped 175 points to 13,619. The S&P and the NASDAQ each gained about 1.5%, 22 points for the S&P, 42 for the NASDAQ. Markets in Asia were up overnight. Japan moved higher. Hong Kong was a little mixed, though. In Europe, the major markets are moving higher. This morning, the government reports on November employment. It'll be a critical piece of the economic story. A takeover of Italy's troubled airline Alitalia took another step this morning. The second of two bids came in. The Italian carrier Air One joins Air France KLM in fighting over Alitalia. As Megan Williams reports from Rome, whoever wins, it's likely to be a turbulent ride.
Alitalia isn't exactly renowned for being a smooth operation. It's got a bloated workforce of 20,000, a long history of bad management, and two costly hubs in Rome and Milan, all adding up to €1 million a day in losses. But Italy's also a top flight destination, and that's what's making the airline appealing to Air France KLM, which already owns 2%. If it wins the bid for a controlling stake, it says it would cut jobs, get rid of money-losing routes, and ditch Milan as a hub. Economic commentator Michele Pisani says northern Italy is already protesting that possibility. This is a deal tailor-made for Air France, he says, because it would direct more flights to Paris instead of Milan. Air France KLM says it's counting on Alitalia staff to help with the changes if it wins the bid. But given how strike-prone that staff is, Air France could be in for more than it bargained for. In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
25 years ago this week, Michael Jackson's Thriller album hit store shelves. To date, it has sold more than 104 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling album of all time. And, as Stacey Vanek Smith reports, it's also left a major mark on the music biz.
Thriller exploded onto the music scene in 1982 and made Michael Jackson a superstar.
Thriller showed the power of MTV.
Music industry blogger Bob Lefset says the high quality of the Thriller album's videos were a first in the music industry.
Michael Jackson made these huge productions, whether it be Billie Jean, where he danced, or more importantly, Thriller, which was almost 20 minutes long. It showed that TV could sell records.
Record numbers of records. Lefset says Thriller set a new standard for album sales. Music labels began expecting a hit record to sell 10 million copies. Thriller lives on. It still sells about 60,000 copies a year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By the Medtronic Foundation. Supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. Online at Medtronic.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com.
Do you remember the 1988 Pepsi commercial featuring Michael Jackson? The company is a track record of teaming with the music business. And now Pepsi will be lending its fizz to Amazon.com for a big promotion in the coming year. It's a massive digital music giveaway. Let's bring in Bill Wordy. He's executive editor of Billboard. Bill, is this really a big deal?
Yeah, I think so. In the context of digital music, you know, Apple still has about 70% of the market share. By partnering with Pepsi and really trumpeting this during the Super Bowl, what Amazon is ultimately up to is getting itself in a real way onto the playing field with Apple.
Now, as I understand it, these songs are going to be formatted in MP3, which means that they're inherently unprotected. Is that going to be a big issue?
Well, it has been and continues to be a pretty big issue for the major labels. So if Warner Music Group and Sony BMG want to play ball and benefit from the attention and then ultimately the sales that this Amazon move will probably yield, they're going to need to strip DRM, digital rights management, from their music.
How much competition do you think Amazon could be for iTunes?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question. Every year there's a slew of stories that, you know, finally it's the iPod killer, it's the iTunes killer, you know, this is the one that's going to do this. Amazon, I think, is probably the best positioned competitor yet. I say that because, one, they have a lot of people going to that site already specifically to buy music. And the other thing that makes them interesting is I think that there's a growing awareness amongst music fans that if they buy music on iTunes, it will play on the iPod, but if they want to go to a different player, it may not necessarily work on that.
So in this promotion, how much are they going to be giving away?
What Billboard has learned is as many as a billion tracks. I think the interesting thing to note is that if you look at a reasonable rate of redemption on a promotion like this, you're talking about anywhere from like 200 to 300 million digital tracks redeemed, and that is a third of all tracks that were sold this year. The real thing to watch here is whether Warner Music Group and Sony BMG are willing to blink for the sake of a lot of sales. Behind the scenes, there's definitely a negotiated rate that is going to Amazon and going to the record labels, and that's on Pepsi's dime.
Bill Wordy is executive editor at Billboard. If you want to read more about what Bill and his colleagues are up to, go to billboard.biz. Bill, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Take care.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.